This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. A 69-year-old Washington man was killed in a car crash on M53 north of Emily City on Friday afternoon, according to the Lapeer County Sheriff's Office. Deputies say the man, identified as Steven Sabansky, was driving a Jeep Patriot northbound when he crossed the center line and collided head-on with a southbound semi-truck. The Jeep ended up in a ditch and Sabansky was pronounced dead at the scene. A 15-year-old passenger in the Jeep suffered injuries that were not life-threatening and was transported to Hurley Medical Center. The semi-truck driver, a 33-year-old man from Ontario, was also hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. The crash closed the road until just after 9 p.m. for cleanup. Authorities do not believe alcohol or excessive speed were factors, but the incident does remain under investigation. Emergency response included multiple agencies from Emily City and Lapeer County. And another local and regional news for today. There were some changes during this month's Caseville City Council meeting. The meeting was conducted at the Historical Society of Caseville Maccabees Hall Museum, which is where the village of Caseville held its meeting back in the early days of the community. Also, Mayor Pro Tem Kenneth Rothge started the meeting because Mayor Christopher Stahl is currently dealing with some health issues. And because Rothge himself is also leaving soon, the council has appointed Darren Sprague as the new upcoming Mayor Pro Tem. In other matters, the council also approved opting out of Michigan's 20% copay requirement for health insurance by offering a Blue Cross Blue Shield high-deductible health plan policy. And Halloween trick-or-treating hours for the city of Caseville were set from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Friday, October the 31st. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Are you looking for a premium used vehicle that comes with a powertrain warranty? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen. I have a great selection of SUVs right now and a van that you need to come take for a test drive before they're gone. First up is a 2022 GMC Acadia SLT. It's all-wheel drive and fully loaded. It has heated and cooled seats, heated steering wheel, navigation, dual moonroof, power liftgate, lane keep assist, collision detection, backup camera, remote start, and a 3.6 liter V6 with 109,000 miles, amassing 22,380. I also have a 2020 Chevy Traverse. It's all wheel drive and has heated cloth seats, heated steering wheel, remote start, power lift gate, backup camera, and automatic brakes. It's powered by a 3.6 V6 with 93,000 miles, amassing 23,480. I also have a 2018 Lincoln MKC that's all-wheel drive. It has heated seats, both front and rear, a heated steering wheel, memory seats, automatic wipers, and remote start. It only has 46,000 miles and amassing just 19,980. And last up is a 2019 Dodge Grand Caravan GT with stow-and-go seats, power lift gate, heated leather seats, and heated steering wheel, Bluetooth, backup camera, and remote start. It has 87,000 miles and amassing 16,580.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Brazilian police and soldiers have launched a massive raid on a drug trafficking gang in Rio de Janeiro, arresting 81 suspects. The operation, which took place on Tuesday, sparked shootouts that left at least 60 suspects and 4 police officers dead. The raid targeted the notorious Red Command, and human rights organizations have called for investigations into the deaths. The United Nations human rights body expressed horror at the operation. The raid followed a year of investigation into the criminal group. And in other national and international news, a North Carolina man who told authorities he had killed his children and that his children's bodies were in the trunk of a vehicle at his home have been charged with 4 counts of murder. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office and court records show Wellington Delano Dickens III was charged Tuesday and is now being held without bond in the county jail. The news release says sheriff deputies found human remains in Dickens' garage after he dialed 911 on Monday evening. The sheriff's office said that it believes the dead are Dickens' biological children, aged 6, 9, and 10, as well as his 18-year-old stepchild. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.